The girls giggled together. Even though they lived on different sides of the world, as soon as they saw each other, it was like they'd never been apart. As they drew closer to the lake, Isabel flung herself into a cartwheel, kicking up the glistening white sand. When she stood up straight again, her fiery red hair curled out from her head like springs. Meanwhile, Lei threw off her flip-flops and began sprinting to the water. She might have been the shortest of the three cousins, but she could outrun both of them.
"I'm going in," she called over her shoulder. "Who's coming?"
Cora, the tallest, bent down to untie her shoelaces, hearing the splash of the water, and Lei squealing with delight. She took the book she was reading, about a pony school, out of her back pocket and placed it on top of her trainers carefully. Moments later, she was dipping her toe in the water, although Lei and Isabel were already knee-deep.
"It's freezing,"
Cora called as she hopped on tiptoes towards her cousins. She was used to the warm water of Sydney beaches. This water felt like ice.
"It's fine once you get used to it," said Isabel, sending a gentle splash Cora's way.
Isabel lived in England, so she was used to paddling in cold sea.
"I agree with Cora," Lei replied. "It's making my feet numb."
Lei started wading back to the shore, her long hair swinging around her shoulders. Cora followed her cousin out of the water.
"Hey, Lei, what's that in your hair?"
she asked, noticing something pink between the silky dark brown strands. Lei beamed.
"Hair braids. Mom did them for me by wrapping thread around my hair. She wouldn't let me dye my hair pink like Ying,"
Lei told her cousins.
"She says I'm too young. So this was the next best thing."
"It's ice," said Cora, picking up a braid and examining it.
Then she tugged at her bobbed blonde hair.
"Maybe I can ask Mum to do one for me."
"You should," said Lei,
as she shoved her feet back into her pink flip-flops.
"Though your hair is pretty as it is."
"What's that over there?"
asked Isabel as she joined them on the sand. She pointed at a cove behind them. It looked like a cave set into the hillside. Around its edge, yellow and purple flowers sprang up among the green grass of the hill.
"I wonder what's inside."
Isabel skipped up to the cove, beckoning Cora and Lei to follow.
"Mum says this area is magical," she told her friends as they walked inside. "Do you think there's magic in here?"
Cora frowned.
"I don't think Aunt Phoebe meant real magic, did she?"
Isabel didn't reply. She was staring at the rocky ground at the back of the cove.
"Are those hoof prints?"
Lei followed her gaze.
"Yes," she said. "But they're really small, like they belong to a pony. Dukes are much bigger."
All three of the cousins loved horses and ponies. But Lei was the luckiest because she actually had her own horse.
"But what are they doing in here? In the rock?"
Cora ran over and crouched down to look closer. Lei followed her and gasped.
"Hey, look! There are three sets back here. One for each of us."
The other hoof prints were bigger. One set was almost double the size, as if it had been made by a large horse. Lei, who had small feet, jumped into the smallest hoof prints. Next to her, Isabel copied Lei, nestling her feet into the medium-sized set.
"You try it too, Cora,"
Isabel called over her shoulder. Cora stood up and put her bare right foot into one of the largest hoof prints, then her left. The rock was smooth and somehow warm too. The warmth seemed to shoot through her body, through her legs, stomach, arms and head.
"What's happening?"
yelled Lei, as the cove was filled with such dazzling white light that the girls had to close their eyes.
"It's magic, see?"
said Isabel. She squeezed her eyes shut as hot tingles zipped all over her skin. Something was happening, that was for sure. As the warmth continued to surround her, like the perfect bubble bath, Cora wondered if it really could be magic.